This is St. Louis Public Radio. In June 2008, Chrysler began closing its plants in Fenton. It was a life-altering time for more than 3,000 auto workers laid off during the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. As part of our continuing series on the Great Recession, St. Louis Public Radio reporter Mary Leonard talks with former Chrysler workers who are now building trucks and vans at the General Motors assembly plant in Wentzville.
Umpire Chris Paplanis is working the plate at a softball game at the Chesterfield Valley Athletic Complex. Every time he calls a strike, the sidelines erupt. Paplanis has been umpiring for 20 years. He says it's fun, and he loves doing it. But when he was laid off from Chrysler during the Great Recession, the $38 he earned per game also helped him survive. Calling balls and strikes on this field of dreams helped Paplanis hold on to his American dream.
It's what kept me from losing my house. Now it's back to being I do it because I choose to rather than have to.
Paplanis worked at Chrysler for 26 years. He was 50 when the plant closed and took early retirement. But his pension didn't come close to paying his family's bills. He says he's fortunate to be working at General Motors in Wentzville now, even though he makes less than he did at Chrysler. He won't earn the top scale of $30 an hour for several more years because of wage concessions his union made during the recession.
I've been through the worst period of my life and came out on the other side. I'm not rich by any case, and I'm not broke. What I have put away for retirement is nowhere near what it would have been, but it's a lot more than it would have been if I had given up and just tried to live day to day.
After World War II, the big three automakers, Chrysler, GM, and Ford, all had plants in St. Louis where auto workers earned a solid middle-class living. GM is the last plant standing. Glenn Kaji also worked at Chrysler. He's president of UAW Local 2250 and represents about 4,000 workers at GM. He says the recession wrought many changes, including a two-tiered contract that pays new hires less than current workers, even new hires with years of experience, like Paplanis and the other former Chrysler workers.
It was a cut in pay, and our members have suffered through it, but it's still better than a lot of the jobs out there. There's too many people that take what the unions have provided for our nation for granted.
Although the nation's unemployment rate has fallen to below 4%, Kaji says the economy feels different these days because many union jobs lost during the recession were replaced by lower-paying jobs.
Our nation never had the economic woes that it has today when General Motors was the nation's number one private employer. Well, now it's Walmart. And when you take all those $60,000 a year auto assembly jobs out of the economy and you replace them with $16,000 a year Walmart jobs, you lose the economic stimulus on $44,000.
The former Chrysler workers say even though they're not back financially to where they were before the Great Recession, they're proud to be building vehicles again.
There's nothing better when you drive down the highway than to see one of our vehicles pass by that we've built. And you say, hey, that came out of our plant. We built that. That's pride and joy.
Kaji knows that more changes are coming. Automation will continue, and it will eliminate jobs. But he believes automation will also create good-paying jobs for skilled technicians. He sees this firsthand. As an electrician, he services the plant's robots. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.